And welcome to our program today here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And we are proud today to be talking with HM1, Deborah Devati, who is joining us on a deployment in Afghanistan. And HM1 Devati, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
We're glad to have you here. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do in the Navy.
Well, I'm a hospital corpsman. We work anywhere from the ships to the hospitals or with the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very versatile.
Okay. And how long have you been in the Navy?
September will make 13 years for me.
Oh, wow, 13 years. So obviously this is a career choice now, right?
Yes, sir. Going to do at least my 20, if not more.
Okay. How about as far as this end of the Navy? How did you get interested in being a hospital corpsman?
You know, I've always loved the medical field. I've always loved nursing, and I'm also trained to work in the operating room, so that kind of stuff has always intrigued me.
Hmm. And did you have some of that training before you got into the Navy?
I did have some training before and some college before I got into the Navy, and then the military's trained me to be a hospital corpsman. I went through schooling in Great Lakes in Illinois, and then afterwards I did surgical tech training, and that was in San Diego, California.
Okay, and where are you from originally?
I'm from Los Angeles County in California.
And so you joined the Navy there. I assume that you did, or did you go to college someplace? You said you had some college.
Yes, also in Los Angeles County.
Uh-huh, okay. And after joining the Navy that many years ago, I imagine you've seen a lot of changes in that period of time.
Yes, I have.
In hospital.
I think it's. I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Continue.
I've seen a lot of good changes through the years.
Well, you know, as we talk again, Corpsman Devati, you are serving in Afghanistan. So, tell us about your role specifically on this deployment.
On this deployment, I'm part of a FRIS, which is a surgical team. It goes like if we have a mission, we go out and we could provide surgical assistance to people who need it.
Okay, and is this your first deployment, by the way?
Yes, correct. I've been on ship a little bit here or there, but this is my first real deployment.
Okay, and so now in Afghanistan. How long have you been there?
We've been here a little over a month.
And are you based right now in Camp Leatherneck? Is that and tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, correct, Camp Leatherneck.
And what kind of facilities are you?
I don't have. I'm sorry. What was that?
What are you impressed with the facilities that they have there at Camp Leatherneck?
Yes, I am. I don't have bases to compare it to since this is my first time out here, mm-hmm. but so far there's a lot of amenities and it's pretty nice out here.
Okay. And back home, you are based where?
Camp Pendleton, California.
Okay. And so what unit?
I deployed with Camp Lejeune, the Marines from Marines and Navy from Camp Lejeune, but I'm stationed at Naval Hospital, Camp Pendleton.
Okay, then you got attached to, what was the process for getting attached to the Marines out of Camp Lejeune?
It's called HSAP, or it's an individual augmentation. They take people from all throughout the bases throughout the world. Mm-hmm. We have people from Japan, Guam, California, just everywhere. They come together and they augment to the medical. So we have doctors, nurses, corpsmen, everybody coming together and building up the different corpsmen and the different medical staff with Camp Lejeune.
Are you finding that kind of diversity, people coming from all these different experiences, is that contributing some different things?
Yes, because I think people went to school and had training at all different locations. They see stuff differently at their duty station. So I think it really is nice, the diversity, and it's a nice way of meeting new people that you may see later in your career one day.
Well, that's right. That's true, because the career is quite mobile, usually in the Navy and the Marine Corps. As you are deployed there, are you able to stay back and in touch with any family back in L.A. County?
Yes. I'm able to email from time to time my kids, and I'm able to use the phones at the USO, and we're able to call from time to time. So I've been able to keep in touch. And I write letters and cards all the time.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4 children.
Wow. Wow. So, and they all living back in L.A. or in that area?
In California.
Mm-hmm.
In Central California for now.
No, good. Okay. Well, excellent. And I know that you probably look forward to receiving those packages, too, from them from time to time.
Oh, yes. I love getting mail.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your route to the Navy. How did that start? Did it start in high school? Were you in college before you considered it?
I didn't join until I was 24, so I joined a little bit later, but I think I always knew I wanted to go to the military. I always loved the Marine Corps, but I knew they didn't have a medical field, so I found out the Navy had a medical field, and they work with the Marines, so it was a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. And how do you like the Marines that you've worked for over the years?
You know, I've had a really good experience. I've worked at a lot of Marine Corps bases, had them as neighbors living in base housing, and they're just great people.
Well, what do you like to do when you have a little, if you have a little downtime? What do you like to do even on deployment?
I like working out. Mm-hmm. I like reading from time to time. I like sports.
Right.
I like playing volleyball or softball. Those are some of my favorite sports. I also like volunteering.
Now, did you play sports in school too?
Yes, in high school I played softball and volleyball.
Yeah. Do they have a pretty active sports program there at Camp Leatherneck?
They do have some. I'm just finding more out about that. But they do have stuff always going on here. Every night you see people at the MWR doing, you know, various sports. I've seen volleyball. I've seen football. I've seen some other sport that I don't even know the name to. But that one called it. It's something. It looks almost like baseball. But, yeah, so they have a lot going on here, and they have different gyms.
Maybe there's a little cricket going on there. Who knows? You have international forces, I would imagine, from time to time there.
Yeah, cricket.
Too.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, there you go. And do you have a chance to, again, meet with and work with some of the other forces from around the world, too?
Yes, there's people all throughout the base. It's been nice meeting new people.
I would imagine in the medical field, now that we are in a kind of getting ready to draw down or starting to draw down in Afghanistan too, are you having any, do you reach out with medical supplies or to the Afghan people too?
That I'm not sure about. That's handled at a higher level, so I don't know how that works.
Okay. We're talking with HM1 Deborah Devati, who's joining us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And before we finish up, we'd like to find out a little bit about what your aspirations are. You said you're going to be in for 20 at least. And so what else would you like to do in your career?
Well, while I'm in the military, I'd like to at least pick up chief, if not senior chief or master chief. I want to finish. I already have my associates, and I'd like to get my bachelor's degree. So finding time to do that is always important. I'd like to see more of the world,
uh-huh.
And I'd like to help people.
Well, what is your associate's degree in, and what will your bachelor's degree be in eventually?
It's Associate of Science,
mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get a Bachelor's of Science, and I'd like to it to be in nursing. So that's my ultimate goal when I do get out of the military one day, is to go through a nursing program and become an RN.
Well, the kind of experience that you're receiving from trauma to regular surgical procedures, I would imagine you would be quite employable. I mean, those services would be highly desirable on this side, and I guess that's probably true for a lot of your fellow corpsmen.
Yes. I think we get a lot of good experience in the military and a lot of different training, from radiology techs to lab techs to surgical techs. There's so much schooling you can get that's out there that is marketable on the outside.
Are you able to talk to maybe some of the younger corpsmen when they first come into the service a little bit about what they can expect? I mean, you have been able to avail yourself of a lot of those opportunities.
Yes, I always try finding out what their interests are and talking to them about what they call C schools. Those are additional schools, like lab tech, like I said, radiology. I also try talking to them about college classes or correspondence courses.
Okay, excellent.
Because the more you have in your toolbox, the better it is for you.
Yeah, you bet. So, again, as you continue your career, we wish you certainly the best there. And one last question, and we often ask this, and even though this has been your first deployment, you don't have something to compare it to, but how is the food at Camp Leatherneck?
You know, actually, I really like the food. The food is not bad at all.
Yeah.
You always hear horror stories about food, but you know what? The food is actually good.
Yeah, we've actually heard that over and over again, that is one place that if you want to be stationed often in a deployment, especially in Afghanistan, that's the place to be. They have excellent food.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you for spending some time with us, HM1, Deborah Devati, and God bless you, and may you have a wonderful career in the Navy and working with our Marines there, too. We appreciate that. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a good day, and thank you.